Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
What's your excuse?
Sir, excuse for what, sir?
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
Sir, yes, sir.
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
Sir, I am, sir.
Do I make you nervous?
Sir.
Sir, what? Are you about to call me an asshole?
Sir, no, sir.
How tall are you, Private?
Sir, 5'9", sir.
5'9"? I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. This is birthday show part two. We had mine, now we have my oldest co-host, actually.
What's up?
It's Jared's motherfucking birthday.
And all I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Unfortunately, I don't have one of those in my closet. Remind me later, there's something for you in my closet.
Oh boy.
We all got hats on. We're all drinking Coronas, which I guess is your beer now.
It is now.
It is now. Just fucking take it. It's not bad. We don't have limes because we're white and we really want to show it.
They're white and you know it.
You got Jared's got gifts. He's got Kit Kats.
Say that mayonnaise is too spicy.
Jesus.
If you're white, you know it. Say mayonnaise is too spicy.
What race am I if I like to put sriracha in my mayonnaise?
You're a fucking disgrace to the white race.
Oh, okay. I think
that was a joke.
What did Hitler call them? The Ubermensch?
Is that an offensive thing? I don't know anymore.
Don't worry about what is and what isn't. We existed before this whole outrage thing happened, so don't even worry about it.
My motherfucking man.
We're immunized.
Yes.
So it's okay. Jared's got gifts. He has Kit Kats that
immunized?
Immunized.
Have we been given a shot?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not authorized to use the needles, so this has been a really slow airborne inoculation over
all
the
right.
course of about 7.5 years.
Comes out the microphone, just boom.
The little tiny, it's
you
called
don't
a
choice.
In Star Trek,
it happened.
In Star Trek, it would be called a hypospray. Just sticks right out, sprays in your
neck.
Well,
I figure it's already in your system, so you have to, like, sneeze in someone's mouth, and then they get it.
Sick.
That's pretty hardcore. I'm not into that stuff.
It's
Jared
funny,
has
though.
Kit Kats. I won't let him eat. I'm gonna give
and
him
a Regal gift card
for $20, right?
Oh yes, which I'm gonna use this weekend to watch either The Darkest Minds or next weekend to watch Slender Man.
All right, here you go, Jared.
Slender Man is a movie.
Happy
oh,
birthday.
There's a pillow in there.
It's a giant Deadpool head. The
pillow is Laura's.
The pillow is in there just for shape. I recommend you take the pillow out because there are more layers to this.
Oh my god.
Dig.
Dude, I don't know what I did to deserve friends like you guys.
Aww. You showed up.
This is cute.
All right, I'm wearing this for the rest of the show.
All right, go.
I wish I had a quote about loyalty from The Godfather.
Can you hear me now?
Actually, doesn't do that again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that picks it up pretty okay, yeah. Actually.
Hot damn.
Jared's voice is coming through
Hold
a Deadpool
on.
Mask.
He can't drink his beer. Get him a straw.
Wait, can I?
Oh, all. Shit.
Should I eat a Kit Kat?
No, maybe you shouldn't.
No,
I don't know.
We can save this for later. Ow, shit.
Oh, shit. I'll get him a kick. Or I'll get him a straw. Hold on.
If you actually want to wear it through the show, that's fine. It
no, no, no. I'll be...
It apparently...
wear that on his wedding night.
It doesn't make a fucking
Honey, please,
difference.
Can you take off the Deadpool hat? I still don't know what your face looks like.
It's that's hilarious. It's that story from... What
Jesus,
is that?
Those are
the girl with the yellow
straws.
Ribbon around her neck, but instead of the yellow ribbon, it's a Deadpool head.
Yeah.
That's a good story. Also, you don't actually die at the end of the story because you're Deadpool. Makes sense.
Goddamn right.
Jared has the hat on again. He's going to drink Corona Extra through a straw.
Let me take a picture for Drew.
What makes the Corona Extra?
It needs to go on the website.
On the show page?
Yeah, the show page.
Fuck yeah, send it along. That's a promo pick right there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now, do me a favor really quick. Put the head back on and then flip off the camera and say, fuck TJ Miller.
Fuck TJ Miller!
Woo! Thank you. What makes the Corona Extra? Does anybody have any idea?
Nope. We don't know.
Wow, that was
Sweaty
fucking
Mexican.
Silent. I'm just going to chug this beer to... Mm.
All right, it's got
because that
really
was really
hot,
sad.
Really in there.
I couldn't think of anything funny.
It's okay.
Sorry.
I think it might be I don't know, just extra piss in it or something. It's piss colored. But it doesn't taste like piss.
Isn't most beer kind of piss
colored? How do you know what that tastes like?
Hmm? No, I'm not saying it tasted like that. I said it looked like it.
Yeah, but you
you're not going to catch me.
It just said
you ain't going to catch this boy slipping.
Like you're not going to catch me in a piss drinking Freudian slip. That's never going to happen.
It already happened.
I don't know if you can prove that empirically.
Let's just wind this up.
Can we prove it?
Yeah, we can.
different
he says,
empirically.
I don't know.
It doesn't taste like it. How do you know?
Explain your reasoning.
Or I have to just guess at what piss tastes like. And if I had to guess, it's just, you know what? It tastes like beer. How about that? We're going in a circle now. You don't know where the piss ends and the beer begins.
Well, and like water like that we time. Drink is dinosaur pee at one point.
It might have been, yeah. But our water at our house comes from the ground. I don't think dinosaurs ever had a chance to touch that. I think we're safe from the dinosaur piss.
I think they touched it first.
You think so?
Yes.
They dug into our well and they're like, man, wait till the humans.
You seen a brontosaurus? That shit neck go to heaven. You fucking dip
does
his
he
head
stick
in the
it
ground.
In the ground like an ostrich?
Yeah, you can just fucking wiggle it in there and get deep ass water.
That'd be fucking
deep
great.
Deep ass water.
Just all right. Type
of water. It's a real thing.
We don't know much about dinosaurs as it is already.
Oh no.
Wouldn't it be great if we just found out that they had superpowers to go along with their weird fucking bodies and
like
their
what,
spines?
They can fly?
Yeah, shit. Like, I want Stegosaurus to fly. That'd be hilarious as shit. I want T-Rex to have laser eyes. That's going to make up for the tiny arms. And I want Triceratops. I want his. Okay, I think they changed the way. Because there were the dinosaur wars for a while, I think that's what they called them, where they were mixing up the skeletons in order to just invent new dinosaurs and say, hey, I'm the top dinosaur
dude.
Dinosaurologist.
That was a thing.
Yes.
Absolutely. Before they thought of the real word, which was paleontologist, I think.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Maybe the dinosaurs went to Mars and are living underneath those glaciers.
Ooh. The ones that
the
are
Martians.
Melting?
Yeah. I mean, that's a theory.
That'd be fucking great. But which dinosaur? Are they the ones that breathe fire? Because those are technically dragons.
There's Martians that breathe fire?
No, there are dinosaurs that breathe fire, and those
you completely
those are
cut
called
your brain off for like a minute.
I'm so sorry. I'm back.
Those are dragons.
She's just like rebooting. Just
beep, boop, back. Boop.
These beers are too tiny. I need another one.
Apparently, that's what did it too. For me. So I'm gonna
the one tiny beer.
The one tiny beer.
All right, I'll have one of those then. Okay, but what was my original point? Triceratops. We don't really know if it actually existed because they caught the fucking bones wrong. So they may not have that giant plate on the back of their head. But if they do, their superpower is being able to shoot that off of their heads.
Yo.
And then slice their enemies in half as it flies around.
I like that.
That is a legitimate thing, and I can stand by that
100%. 100%. They're going to find the petrified trees with the marks on them, the gouges out of the side, and they're going to hold up that piece of dinosaur bone up to it and be like, holy shit, this dinosaur could throw pieces of its body at its enemies.
This is incredible.
What a sweet superpower. I mean, if you were able to take your arms and throw them at other people.
You totally would.
You would do it.
Every fucking day.
There's not
every
and you like can regrow them.
Day.
It would be, dude, it would legitimately be like my favorite joke. You know how like how old the why'd the chicken cross the road joke is?
Yeah.
That's how old the hey Jared, can you give me a hand? And I would just rip off my arm and throw it at them.
Like, oh my god, that'd be so great.
The natural progression of that being, bro, just a hand, and you're just like, sorry. I just give too much. But this is a good point. Therese made me think of an offshoot of the pulling off the arms thing. Do you regrow the arm once you pull it off?
Or is it just a retachable?
Or yeah.
Like, give me that back. I'm going to kill you.
You're going to want the first one. That's just safer.
Can you imagine just
no.
throw my arm at some guy and he's like, I'm keeping this. And he just takes off. Hey, fucker, bring that back. I need it. Can I still like remotely control it and I can just like make it slap him and shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'll allow that.
That makes,
yeah.
Yeah, that makes
my
phone.
Remote arm will strangle the fuck out of that guy. He's just running off and then arm all of a sudden just, ha! Dude, I would fucking cry if that happened to me. I just find an arm. I'm like, boy, this is different. And then it just fucking grabs my throat. I would shit. Like, what, just straight
the
up.
World it's like that scene in Jurassic Park where they're running from the dinosaurs and they close the door and the arm falls off. That scene scared me so bad as a child. Since we're talking about dinosaurs and arms, you know, my little brain connection.
They go together. Yeah. Here's a really scary thought. T-Rex with people arms. Way more dangerous than the arms that it currently has.
The two little fucking claws. Instead, but it's just got full on arms.
It's just got, like, you ever seen those pictures of the birds with human arms photoshopped on them?
Is it human-sized or T-Rex?
Human-sized arms, but they aren't scaly, okay? They're like, okay, just picture my arm.
But no, they're small, and they're,
not,
they're tiny.
Yeah, they're not to scale. They're like a scale? Human-sized arm on a T-Rex.
Renee would be okay. Very dangerous on the team of... people.
The paleontologist?
Yeah.
He's like, nah, man, trust me, if I put this shit
look,
together,
look, this shit goes
happen.
Together, and look, it flies! No, it fucking doesn't, you moron. These are from, like, two different periods. Okay, well, you're not, what are you gonna do, fire me? I think I have tenure already. I just laid really low in the sample room.
Oh my god.
5 years passed, and ha, you can't fire me anymore. I think that's how it works in schools.
You yes. are the crazy professor.
The nutty professor? No, he's black, so I can't be
nutty,
that guy.
I said crazy.
Yeah, there's a difference. The nutty professor is like a goofball. You're just outright
you're
dangerous.
You're the
Unabomber. Wait, okay, did we talk about this Unabomber theory?
No.
Apparently
no.
I'm that guy. I don't know. Well, I think Kirstie has to tell this because
oh,
I'm not
it's
really...
It's not a theory. It's just a fact.
It's just
I think
we're ramping
point.
Up to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just happening.
My desire to live in a cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
Yes.
And just like be cut off and... Unless you want to make contact and which
come
I'm
back
okay
in 20
with,
years and see if everything's still together.
Yeah. You're just crazy.
Just live in the love Russian it. Wilderness. That'd be, I don't know. Wouldn't be so bad. I might see a meteorite.
A crazy meteorite.
No, I want to be one of the guys that's around when the ship crashes.
Just don't be the captain.
No, I'll commandeer the ship and become the captain. I'm fine with that.
Of course you
would. Just give me a fucking
and
alien ship. I'll fly
stands.
Away with it. Say again?
And my nickname stands.
Of the Unabomber?
Yes.
But see, I don't think he ever really wanted to take over a spaceship. As far as we know, I haven't read the entire manifesto. Maybe like the first fifth or so. But his main thing was, I think he was just like a super Luddite, where he didn't want to... adopt any of the technology that was being adopted en masse. He saw it as like the downfall of things to come.
Sure.
So, you know, internet and stuff, I wouldn't be able to use that. And I don't know if you've heard the show or not, but I'm kind of a fan. It's kind of what keeps the thing going.
Are you, like, trying to say that you're not?
Not the Unabomber?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't see the connection. Nope.
It's your alibi.
My alibi is I don't send letters because those are fucking old.
Okay.
If I'm going to threaten to bomb your school, I'm going to send a damn email like a
yeah.
gentleman.
Now it's like a cute just thing I say, I think.
That I'm the Unabomber.
It makes me laugh.
All right. Whatever.
It makes other people go.
Well, so I need to think about being friends with this person.
I'm all for that.
Boy, I should be really nice to this guy just in case.
Hey, it seems to be working. I don't know what it is. Is it my dashing looks?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm sure the Unabomber had those.
I mean, not that you weren't, but you were like nerdy hot, but now you're just like
normie
hot.
Hot.
Normie hot?
Yeah,
that's a thing.
So I can't do multiplication in my head anymore?
No.
Aw, that's really sad.
Yeah.
I like that skill. It's almost like, it's like reverse Samson. Once I get the muscles, the math abilities go away.
Well, the muscles eat your brain cells.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You only have enough blood to function one at a time.
There we go. One or the other.
Damn, that's a really hard fact that I had to learn really late into this muscle building game that
I
was trying to get into.
I kept asking you if you were, like, okay with it. I figured you knew all the facts.
Yeah, you didn't lay the fucking shit out on the table for me and was like, hey, your brain might go dumb.
By the way,
didn't happen.
You can be as buff as you want, but you're going to be a fucking idiot.
I don't know. I think you can have both. You just have to do the brain crunches.
Sudoku's on the daily.
I used to do, there was this, oh shit, what was it called? It was,
it's already happening.
It's setting in. No, there was a fucking great game on the Nintendo DS. It was like
Nintendogs.
What are hungry? 2003. Oh my god!
I don't get it.
The Nintendo. See, Jared and I are like up here, and you're like down here, man.
You got to tell me what a Nintendog is, or I'm gonna roid out.
Unabomber.
A lot of parallels going on right now.
So nobody's gonna tell me.
It's just a game for the DS. You just,
oh, okay.
You just like raise your fucking dogs and shit.
You like run a veterinarian and
I don't give them
baths. You train them. You, I don't know.
Okay.
I think you pick up their poop sometimes. I don't fucking know. I've never had a dog.
Well, if it's just pixels, you know, that's fine. They don't have any weight to them.
For all you know.
Well, if you can figure out how to weigh electrons, like, in your garage, let me know. And then we can figure out how much that pixel poop weighs.
And then we can go collect, like, a lot of money.
Yeah. Pixel poop.
I feel like that should be your new nickname.
Pixel poop.
Why would that? No.
Good screen name.
Pixel poop. Pixel poop.
It's a great name.
Pixel poop.
Why do you think it's great? Because being the guy that has to live with it, I don't think it's that great.
Okay, I at least think it should be our band name.
You know. Album name.
That's a good
band
tweet.
Name has
Someone
to be different.
Tweeted.
I'm not paying $1.50 to go watch Pixel Poop Live. I'm sorry.
It's so funny. Okay, fine.
You think we'd charge $1.50? The publicity is all we want. Shit, yeah. It would be a free show, man.
Free show.
Yeah.
Just give us refreshments at the end.
No,
refreshments.
Cornitas.
Pixel Poop is a much better album name than a band
name.
Sure,
I guess.
I think the band name is going to
be our sophomore album. You know, the sophomore slum.
Oh, wait. Is that a thing in bands, too?
Yeah. Like, their sophomore album is sometimes crappier than their first one.
I did not know that. See, never been in a band. But if you are in a band and you want to rent out my studio,
have at her.
It would have a very authentic
garage band kind of feel.
Southwest Washington feel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what a lot of people are looking for right now, I'm sure.
That's big, especially in Australia.
We could even throw in, like, a mom or dad yelling for an extra fee.
I know one. I know a couple.
I don't think my parents have ever yelled at me for doing this show, which is kind of cool.
But I feel like if you just did, like, a band thing.
Not to
might.
Your face.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
In bed, they probably, lay down and they
you don't know what they say
go,
when the door is closed.
Oh, he's still doing this after 7 years. I don't
when
know,
do we
honey.
Tell him?
No. I don't know what to tell you.
If it makes it, if he goes to 10, we'll tell him something. Son, you've wasted over a third of your life. Once we get to January, I did the math the other day. This show will actually have been a third of my life, so let's give myself a hand here.
Yes.
Same for me. Like, it's okay. The doctor said this is what he needed. They even paid me. I'm an actor.
They didn't pay me. I'm a real OG.
Right now, the camera zooms in really close on my eye, and then it zooms back out, and it's actually all white walls with padding on them. There's no microphone here. This is just a milk carton.
And then you're just staring up the ceiling every so often. You go, good one, Jared.
Are we holographs? Like, what are we? Are we electrons?
Wow. We're pixel poop.
Stand up real quick. I gotta start a religion. Sit back down.
He just sits it. Paleontology. They're like, what the fuck, man?
Nobody will understand this except us.
Wow, this is actually giving me anxiety.
is giving me anxiety.
It could have been any of us.
This just got weird.
Oh, guys, I'm looking like really, really small writing. It says Surgeon General warning: women should not consume. Also, hallucinations.
Wait, what?
Not again!
Damn it, Therese! Come on.
It's that fucking Mexican beer, man. They ship all our LSD out of the country, and it ends up in their beer. I don't know how it happens.
I'm about to wake up and it's Wednesday morning in Vegas. Oh. This has all just been a crazy ass dream.
Yeah, Brooks is like, bro, are you high?
Yeah, I just like roll over like, I'm so fucking high.
If you ever encounter a foreign person and they say that America never did anything, say LSD is one of those things.
Yes.
America invented that.
We did.
Also U-Haul.
USA.
U-Haul. The internet, television.
Amazon Prime.
Light bulbs.
Country music. Did we?
Freedom?
I think so.
Freedom.
Fortune cookies. Fortune cookies is ours.
There's no karate's from India.
Nah, shit, really?
1917, I think it was.
Even the word?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's kind of rude of them.
Hipsters, I think that originated in America.
Yeah, yeah,
no, we definitely just did. Forget that.
Something that fucking stupid can only come from America.
I want things we can be proud of.
Eating Tide Pods.
Well, I'm not going to entirely say that was in America. I would say that's just like a weird Borg-ish type blob of stupidity that just decided to, you know, see if it could eliminate as many other stupid people as possible.
It was natural selection at its best. Okay.
Oh, is it still going, or is
it? I don't think so.
I really hope not.
Somebody up to date with the memes, fill me in, because those things are going really fast.
Right now, it's all about Ligma.
What is that? Oh.
Damn, I know it.
Ligma, my fucking dick, nigga!
I was like, wait, I've heard of this word.
So far, that's the funniest thing to come out of the meme center.
Ever since D's nuts.
They're just looking for other things that can be mixed into it.
Yeah. There's like other things like saying, pull up to SawCon. Like, what's SawCon?
Sock on my balls! Oh, shit.
Or saying it's not even funny and only Sugandese people think it's funny.
Jared, I don't know where you
sucking these nuts.
I don't know where you heard about this India thing, but
it was in a book somewhere.
The Wikipedia. Oh, book.
Yeah,
you're reading fucking books, man.
This was like a long time ago.
Piece of shit, Jared.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is the part of the show where
that's my active aggression.
Where we throw things, Jared.
That's fine. It's your birthday. Throw things. Just don't throw things there, and you're good.
Or there.
That's the only place I want to throw things.
I knew I should have.
Just throw it at Renee's head.
Try to get his hat off.
Yeah. All right, me too.
You going to go
I'm
for it?
I'm going to throw stuff over there and in a sudden change of events.
It's
Renee's
fuck up your computer.
You're allowed to throw whatever the hell you want on your birthday. That's my opinion.
It's not my birthday.
In a sudden change of events, I'm going to throw my bottle that way and Renee's going to move his head to catch the bottle so that way it doesn't hit his screen.
Yeah.
He would do that.
I know.
I'm going to catch it right with my eye socket.
So do that. Catch it with his face and just...
If there was a bot, I wouldn't give a shit, okay? That can hit the screen. That screen has fallen on this board.
so many times.
You really think I'm going to try and save it with my eyes? No.
Maybe.
Those are precious.
I'm going to, I need these things. And these hands. The whole face... It's good right now, okay? I don't need anything to
keep me back. Keep it up, my dude.
To when we started the show. I'm doing my best. I'm going to search India on this page right now, and we're not going to find
shit. I don't know. It was in Uncle John's bathroom reader, so.
Those were the best.
Dude, figure.
Okay, what is that? Uncle John's what?
Bathroom reader. Just a compilation of like pop culture and crazy stories.
Yeah,
so Uncle John is a facsimile.
Yes.
Fake man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I have an Uncle John, a real one. FYI.
I don't believe you. All Uncle Johns are fake.
You know your uncle's famous for writing this book, apparently.
That's super cool.
Uncle John's great big bathroom reader.
There's like 80 million of them.
I don't think my family were that country to own or know what that is.
Uncle John's bathroom reader?
Country.
Is this a country thing? I thought it's just a something to do while you take a shit before there were
just
flip phones.
I figured it was just people who didn't have internet.
Sure.
And I was one of those.
I think it was just people that went to Barnes & Noble to like the cheap sections.
I feel personally attacked right now.
I'm so sorry.
Jared loves Barnes & Noble.
Dude, I fucks with Barnes & Noble.
Shut the front door.
The Darwin Awards?
We had
those.
Ah, okay.
My family was full of we were a bunch of sarcastic assholes.
Gotcha.
I was gonna say you were.
Yeah, no, I mean, but like growing up, I remember reading that and just like laughing my ass off. And
my favorite thing is like the dumbest criminals and shit.
But yeah.
That's you have to die to get a Darwin Award, right?
Yeah.
Because of the natural selection.
Imagine me, like, you know, I can't remember. I mean, we had them as long as I can remember there and laughing at those.
Can you tip that up a bit more?
Laughing at those.
There you go.
It's, yes. I no, need to tighten it.
Yeah, just no, the other one. That
no,
little.
It's this one.
That one's fine too.
Oh shit! I took my earphones off and I felt my strings press my ears and I didn't know what it was and I had like a fucking aneurysm. surprise! It's just this.
Did it dig those trenches into your ears?
No, those are just my ears. Leave me alone. Okay.
I have a feeling when I take this hat off later, there's going to be this weird like.
Oh, there will be.
What do they call that? Like a Irish necktie?
What?
There's something. It's a something necktie.
It's not a type of beard.
What?
No. It's when you get your throat cut.
Yeah. Oh,
that's dark.
Okay.
What?
I figured that would be like an Italian necktie. Like, aren't they the mobsters?
No, hold
so
on.
So messed
Colombian
up.
Necktie.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
That's
I've been
what
obsessed
it is.
With mob culture since we went to the mob museum. And so my grandpa, it was really cool. My grandpa's half Italian, and my mom's telling me, like, yeah, we used to call Al Capone Uncle Capone or something. Like, it was a thing.
Oh, shit.
Like, she knew him personally, or?
Well, like, the family or, just, that was their way of, like, I don't know. That's all she said. I didn't question it. I was like, that's.
This guy?
Yeah.
She made cannolis for Mr. Capone.
That'd be really cool if she did.
At this museum, do you get a free cigar at the door?
No, but you get a free taste of moonshine.
Sweet. That's pretty cool.
Prohibition.
That's really cool.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Can't wait for Andrew to get back so we can make some more moonshine.
Heck yeah.
Dude, that shit was dangerous that he made, though.
Yes.
It was like...
Yeah, because I don't remember.
Yes.
I took a sip, and it burned, but it just went down so smooth. And I was like, oh, that's good. And then I was like, oh, no.
It's like water.
It's
How
not,
much did you drink of it?
Not a lot.
And it fucked you up that bad?
No.
No, like, I just took you a sip, just, and I was like, ooh, my.
We were smart, okay. And we recognized the dangers of, like, an 80% pure solution of whatever the fuck it was.
You, like, take Paint a sip, thinner. You're like, oh, my God, I'm blind.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting.
Probably not me, though. It took me a while to learn my lesson. Learn my limits. I was probably like, oh, that's good.
You just kept sipping it?
Probably.
And then pretty soon you're fucked up.
It's easy to fall into that
remember,
hole.
Yeah.
It's easy to fall into that hole. Just don't put it in something, you know?
Don't put it in something?
No, put it in something.
Oh, okay.
Like apple juice. Just something basic. What are you talking about? Are you talking about dicks again?
No.
Okay. I'm just making
That's
sure.
What I was thinking.
Kirstie, I forbid you from talking about dicks on my show. I'm just kidding.
God. No.
Do it if
so
you want to.
Funny.
Thanks.
Are you talking about dicks again?
Again. Damn it.
Did he say again?
Yeah.
Oh, boo. They're not supposed to.
Everybody talks about dicks.
It's oh, true. Shit.
Just like everybody farts, everyone breathes, everyone talks about dicks. Everybody pisses. It's
okay,
the same.
Whatever.
It's fine.
I think lesbians probably don't talk about dicks as much as you think they do.
They might talk about how much they hate them.
But it makes sense.
I mean, that still counts.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk about, you know, how stupid tires are every once in a while. But that
I could ask Barbara.
How often do you talk about dicks?
She'd be like,
good question.
Feel like you were
she's
going to
text
somewhere.
You back, delete my number.
About what?
No,
talking about dicks?
Was, no, I was, so something reminded me of gangsters, and then I had to express my thought. I feel like we were
We don't ever
somewhere.
Go anywhere. Don't you know that by now?
We're never going anywhere.
This is true.
Don't
we're
even
not
worry
leaving
about
the bedroom studio.
Do you think Al Capone could kill a dinosaur? Just to bring it back to the earlier topic. I think he could.
Like in hand-to-hand, or does he get his Tommy gun?
He's got a Tommy
like,
gun.
Yo.
What dinosaur?
What's the one?
I feel like he could shred some velociraptors, but a T-Rex, he's got no chance.
Hang on. I want to make sure this is the right dinosaur that I'm... No, fuck. What's the one? It stands on two legs. It's got, like, a really long face.
Is it the one with, like, that, like, headbutt shit?
It might. Hang on.
It's got, like a long... Not almost like it's almost like a horn, but it's more of like an extension of its skull,
yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
I can see it, but I don't. Know
yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Okay,
this
that
is
fucking
what you
dinosaur.
Need Drew for.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about. You all had dinosaur books as a kid, so you can just conjure that up in your.
Fuck yeah, we did.
Yeah, that dinosaur. That's what Al Capone gets to fight.
How big are those again?
I don't know. I'm gonna guess. I'm gonna say 10 feet.
Oh shit!
Tall.
Bigger than a bread box.
Bigger. Well, awesome. there's a lot of things.
Hey, inventor of 20 questions, why were you so fixated on bread box dimensions? That's a very important question.
Maybe when he was a baby, someone like stuffed him in one.
Just left him in
one. Now he needs to know the average size of an infant in a bread box.
You ever heard the phrase bun in the oven?
I have.
Well, he was a loaf of bread in a bed box. And that's how the game came about. Or at least that really important qualifier for 20 questions. Did you ever have it as a handheld unit, that game?
No. What are we talking about?
20 questions.
No.
That's a shame.
I want to say maybe.
Because that's what I'm basing my experience off of. That was one of the pre-programmed questions was, is it bigger than a bread box? And it asked that every fucking time. I don't know why, but
I feel like it's the same set of questions. I mean, it's different.
It sure seems like it, yeah.
Some of them are very similar.
But why a bread box?
Why not? Everyone knows what that is,
you can make
right?
a bread box to whatever dimensions
Nobody,
you want.
I think it's just a general way of saying, like, it's bigger than this big.
Bigger than this big.
Yeah. Just, you know, the general width of my arms when I hold them up.
Yeah.
Like this, yeah.
Bread box.
But nobody has a bread box now. Unless one of you guys does.
I got a pantry.
There was a built-in one at my work.
A built-in bread box?
What?
It was just like this little thing. It was like a little hidden cove, and you could slide the door up or down. And it kept it dark.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And nobody ever kept bread there, I'm
They
guessing.
Did.
Oh, really?
They would put just, like, loaves of bread, loaves of biscuits. It was just a good way to keep it off the counter, but on the counter. Yeah.
I feel like there's better uses for that now. Number one.
Alcohol.
Yeah, sure. Put that in there. And number two, bread is dumb.
Delicious.
Okay, I understand. I'm not denying that bread is delicious. I could stuff my face full of bread. I have done it. I did it last week.
I absolutely have done that.
But I did that after not really eating large quantities of bread for at least 70 days. And let me tell you,
it's a very specific number.
Yeah.
It gums you up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're putting an entire canister of fucking, you know, that stuff you spray into walls and it expands.
Yeah, you're just kind of like,
it's that.
Yeah.
And then you gotta shove that through your body over the next 3 days. That's what bread is.
Yep.
It is foam that you do not need in your intestines.
Mine was more like phloem.
Phloem?
If that's any indication.
It was flowing.
Fluid.
Still like sea foam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like the phloem. You don't know what phloem is?
No, I don't, Kirstie. Help me out.
Are you joking?
Is phloem a real thing?
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
Google. Oh my god. Just I guess it's a 90s
thing. Is it one of those kids
toys? Before you were born? Do you know what it is?
I've probably seen this shit before. Hold on.
Is it like silly putty?
Phloam.
I want to see it on YouTube.
I want to go to New Orleans now.
I feel like this is a thing, and if it's not, I'm going to be very, very
satisfying.
Yes.
Phloem crushing compilation number 6.
When are we going to New Orleans?
Soon.
Yes.
I would like to go very soon, yes.
I'll take the train down.
Let's see. Oh, this has 12.3 million views, so this has got to be good.
Is this ASMR?
That's not it.
It's not
it? It's like a toy. Like, it was like foam stuff, but it was called phloem, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, but what does it do?
It's just like...
is it like the sticky beads, kind of?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, you know what? I totally saw ads for this.
Yeah, on Cartoon Network and shit.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold up. Are there any videos? Because that's what I fucking want.
Phloem. And then it was like, sounded like the coolest shit ever.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad. I thought I was in a Mandela effect thing again, and I was
and everyone's like, this doesn't
really
exist.
Upset.
No, I've totally seen this before.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
That's so weird. All right. So, yeah. Anyways.
Most satisfying floral foam. See, they don't seem to have the...
Commercial?
The... Hang on. Oh, let's put that in there. Phloem commercial. That'll be nice and cringy. Commercial.
There's gonna be a blast of the fucking past.
Yeah.
From 2005. Here we go.
What's squishy, stretchy, and transforms almost anything?
Yep.
It's fun you can feel. Roll it, mold it, or cover it. That's the way you floam it. Look, now you can turn anything into a fabulous floam creation. Transform this wooden fossil into a fierce floam T-Rex.
That
turn
child did not make toy that.
Yeah. No.
Floaming fast dragster. Or change this plain dollhouse into a floamtastic mansion. Floam
it collects to hair.
Anything. Hey, kids, did
kids
you ever
stick it anywhere?
Hey, kids, did you ever want to put a bunch of bullshit all over your toes? Sorry, that was supposed to be toys. End of the bit, chug the beer.
Anyways, so I'm glad you guys have heard of it.
Yeah. I was just noticing he, like, turned that dinosaur into, like, that thing.
Yeah, the other
That's,
dinosaur.
Like, a lot of fucking phloem. That's a lot more than just one package
yeah.
of
yeah.
phloem.
They don't tell you have to buy, like, 10 packages.
Yeah, my mom's yeah. not going to buy that.
Yeah, yeah, let's see how much they were trying to sell it for, Cute. Because there's no way you
Fun
could
never
get...
stops, you guys.
Are you sure?
That's what it said.
Seems like it could stop really quickly if you just get a bit of dirt in it.
Parents to tots. Flow.
That's
it's
exactly
fun
how
you can
it went.
Feel.
Oh, whatever.
It's not going to tell you how much it is.
I thought it would have had at least one section of that. You
Give
know.
Me the number I can call in the next 20 minutes to get a deal.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try and call them now. Hold on
yes.
a
number.
Let's find it.
Ask him if you can get a sample.
Hey, that'd be awesome, actually.
Tell them you run, not run, you...
You know, you definitely
you
run this shit.
Have a podcast.
You run a podcast.
Floam.
Makes it sound like it's bigger than it is.
Floam Toys and Games, best ideas.
For the past, what, 9 years? Seven?
It'll be 8 in January.
Okay. Going on 8 years.
No, this isn't the fucking... They don't... Of course they don't have a website because it's just some
2000
dude...
2005. Mm-hmm.
It's from 2005, and I'm sure it was probably getting made by some dude in Bangkok who, like, figured out that he could mix styrofoam.
Are you talking
with
about
toxic
again?
Waste? Oh yeah, she's doing.
I wasn't
that.
Even talking.
She don't have to. We all know what's happening. It's the dick talk.
You're sick.
Maybe I got some...
Any text back from your friend? I'm actually really curious.
No, I decided not to ask because I feel like maybe that's not a great question to ask.
I'll ask her.
No.
Give me her number.
She
I'll
knows
ask
me.
Her.
She
what knows if I text her? She'd be like, who the fuck is this?
Who gave you my number?
Who are you and why are you texting me? You fucking creep.
I don't think Babs would care if I asked her. She knows me. She knows my style.
I think it's a little weird.
I don't know.
Just say I'm doing an internet survey. How much do you talk about dicks?
And it is an internet survey. We're taking a poll and we're releasing it to
the internet.
Whoever the fuck listens to this.
Hopefully.
FBI, NSA.
I feel like you could probably Google this, but also that might
Do lesbians
give you
talk
porn.
About dicks? I'll type that in. I ain't scared. Hang on.
I ain't scared. I ain't scared of no bitch. I ain't scared.
The FBI man... That's supposed to be watching your internet just sees you type that and he's like, what in the goddamn hell?
You know, it's really sad when you see stuff like, you know, news sites talking about this, but I don't know where else I'm supposed to get this information. Where do I go? IGN.com? What's the best? Oh, Bustle. I think that's about tits. Let's go here. Normal thing. Six. Normal. Let's
that's
see.
That's not about lesbians.
No, it's not even close to the same thing. Oh, turn off safe search. Yes.
There's
no.
a YouTube video right at the top. What lesbians think about penises.
You put it right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully it's not some like cringy BuzzFeed. It absolutely is.
Probably.
Are you ready?
No.
What do you think about penises?
Necessarily.
That's not a real sentence.
The problem that lesbians have with penises isn't the penis. I think it's what it's attached to.
I feel as if I probably should have had a penis.
That's a good point, actually, because there's a lot of simulation that goes on, from what I understand.
From the videos I've seen, I'd agree.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
the educational video. The site with the yellow logo, right?
No, the red
Snapchat.
One.
Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
YouTube? Continue.
I think you can make money on that, sure. Let's see. No, I think I should ask Babs. We need to get her on this show. This is a very important question.
This is
question.
Essential.
I think I'm going to pass.
Does she? Okay, then I'll ask
also
her.
Also, because it's...
Oh, really?
We could call Drew.
It's like 1 o'clock their
hey,
time.
Hey, Drew, what do you think about penises?
Drew, do you know any
I
lesbians?
I think Drew is really close to a lesbian, so I feel like he probably would give us a right answer.
Yeah, give him a call. See what he says.
What does he think lesbians think about penises?
You need to tell me in which ways he is close to a lesbian.
He likes a girl, and
ooh, yeah,
Drew.
He's most of the way there.
He cares about, he cares about his appearance.
The only thing, he's missing is a vagina.
Yep, that's it. And
Drew, if
he's
you're listening
sensitive
to this, we all right,
and a Subaru.
I'm back into a corner
Subaru
here.
he's missing a Subaru.
Oh, sorry, he doesn't drive a Subaru.
Does he own a single pair of Birkenstocks?
No.
Okay. See, that's
he owns
kind
a lot of shoes, though.
Yeah.
How many shoes?
More than me.
Oh!
Okay, that's it. That's
you
it.
Married a woman.
Or maybe he married a man.
Oh.
Are we gonna? Please? Are you coming out on
are
the show right now?
Something?
Is that what we're doing?
I need answers.
We said it pretty well, didn't I?
Jesus, I didn't
I was just, bored Terry.
Just really subtly slide it in there.
I didn't think we were a supportive and caring show, but I guess that's what we turned into.
Boo.
Yeah, it's not fun. Everybody
miss
take,
me with that gay shit.
Everybody wear two party hats now.
Are we calling Drew?
I don't know. We could.
Teresa's
if
like,
you don't
let's
want
call
to.
Drew.
Let's call Drew. We got very important questions.
But unless that wasn't on your agenda.
I have anything's on the agenda.
We have been
we're calling Drew
known to be supportive.
Yeah.
You dork.
We're calling Drew.
I am ready.
I think. Yes, we are.
For all
nice
things.
You should get a third one.
You look
for
like a dinosaur.
Mohawk.
You're a dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Loves a dinosaur. Oh, he fell
no
asleep.
You.
You think he did?
Probably.
Get to the fucking phone. Well, we all know what to do in that case. One thing about lesbians, they never pick up their phones.
They never pick up their phones.
Oh my god.
You have reached the voicemail box of 360.
Mute this phone number. Blah, dee, da.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Pick up the phone.
Hey, we decided you're a lesbian.
Yeah, it was a pretty
unanimous thing.
It wasn't a quick decision, but yeah, we figured it
but
out
it
really
came
quick
out in the end.
Yeah,
just like you, hopefully to us. Hey,
listen to this episode if you want to hear the math on that. Once you come to the same conclusion we have, we got a lot of questions for you. Listen to the episode for those questions also.
He's gonna listen to the episode and be like, God damn it, they're right.
We're here to make people's lives better. That's our new tagline. Thanks.
That is the quickest message we've ever recorded.
Yeah, we should have gone longer, I think. Yeah, okay.
He's listened to it for like 6 minutes, just like, fucking hell.
I'm not actually... You know, voicemails at where I work can only be 1 minute long. I think that is to avoid the potential of abuse of the voicemail
at
system.
Your work?
Yeah.
Some
Man,
guy just, listen here, you motherfucker, and then just ranty.
I'll just, like, I'll call you and I'll leave you, like, a series of voicemail messages, and it's like, it cut me off again, blah, blah, blah,
you know
blah, blah.
No correlation between the messages. Each one is a different message.
Anyways.
Different personalities.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, anyways, as I wasn't saying before, but now I am.
Let me tell you about this dream I had. It was, yeah.
Go for it, man.
What?
I mean, you know I have
oh, call you.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
I have a folder for voicemails that you send me.
That's so cute.
It's in the recycle bin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Roast it!
Thanks, Drew.
It's true, though. You just don't know where it is.
Oh, damn it. I love myself. That was great.
Fun thing about my work computer, no recycle bin. Don't put anything in there.
All right, what do you do with it?
Just fucking delete that shit. Not the voicemails, just anything I need to delete. I'm not going to regret it.
What do you delete at work?
You know, like ISOs, JPEGs.
Fucking JPEGs.
You know,
BMPs.
PRNs.
Elemento, etc. Oh. We nailed it.
XYZ.
Yeah, we're fucking computer people.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, speaking of dreams. So here,
okay.
There's going to be a little bit of backstory on this one,
okay? We're game.
So Bryden's mom and dad, they got a new dog. And at one point, the dog ran away for a little bit and then ran to the neighbor's house down the street, right?
Okay.
neighbor's like, okay, so this is this dog, and brings it over to them. Like, hey, your dog ran away. Like, oh, thanks for finding her. That's that. Okay. So Bryden had heard the story, and then he had a dream. So their dog had ran away, and then they had brought it back, and the lady comes up and tells Bryden, like, hey, I need to get your mom's information so that way I can, like, report her to, like, animal abuse or something.
Oh, shit.
And Bryden was like, okay, yeah, I mean, let me go get my phone. I don't have her number off the top of my head. Goes into a room, grabs a gun, comes outside, just fucking caps her right there. then he wakes up. He's like, what the fuck was that?
Did he have a dream about the phone?
What phone?
Because we were talking about how, like, it's not a thing to dream of your smartphone in a dream.
He never saw his phone. He said, I'm going to go grab my phone, but that's he never actually him. Saw it.
Is this a phenomenon people are noticing in dreams? They yeah. think of their phones?
No, because like as prevalent as it is in my life, I've never once seen it in a dream.
Not even like a standing phone.
Nothing.
I got to think about this.
Clocks either. No clocks.
At the moment, I'm going to say there is no phone. At least in any of my dreams. So
Renee doesn't really dream. He talks about stuff though a lot. Like
smokes
last
too
night,
much pot.
I forgot to tell you.
Smokes too much pot.
No, okay.
I forgot to tell you. You woke me up twice last night.
Twice.
Because you had something to say.
Was it really funny?
It was just nonsense.
Like I'm gonna say this on the show.
It was nonsense, dude.
Was it funny? That's the first thing you asked.
A lot of the times, it is. Which, you know, I'm proud of my subconscious for that.
Thank
you.
It was literally not actual words.
You look like Peter Pan.
You do.
What
Run
is that?
Run to Neverland, Wendy.
Here we go.
Wait, put it back.
Like this?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Do I have to keep looking off in this direction? Am I good?
Hands on your hips and, like, look up.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Oh, yeah. Stand up. Stand up.
Wait.
Get this.
Are we doing this?
Yeah, I'm taking it.
All right. You know, the microphones, they reach all the way up here. It's kind of nice. Am I doing it?
Yeah.
Majestic.
Puff out your chest more.
Hey.
Pop it.
There
Pop
we go.
It.
Pop it.
Work it, and you're good.
Cute.
All right. I guess I'm going to be Peter Pan for Halloween. Of it.
Oh, Lucy's going to be a reindeer for Halloween.
Fuck yeah.
Isn't that funny? With the red nose.
Perfect.
That is awesome.
Her long-ass legs.
That's going to work,
just
man.
Gangling around all the place.
Gangling. It's a verb now.
You can make anything a verb.
Verbing weirds language.
Is ligma?
Ligma's a thing now.
Is it a verb? Yeah. No, it's a...
Ligma, motherfucking dick.
Ligma.
It's a verb.
Ligma.
It's an action.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a verb.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine. Hey, that's what the show... is all about. Kirstie, should I be Peter Pan for Halloween this year?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That makes you Wendy.
I'm going to be a lost boy.
I don't know any
Are you
going to
wear
names.
The raccoon outfit?
Fuck
or?
Yes, I am, man.
None of the lost boys have names. They are truly lost boys. Do any of them have names?
Yes.
What are they?
They
Hank?
Have names. Jeffrey.
Hank?
Who?
Hank.
Fucking...
He was... One of the ones he had a club and he was wearing.
Does he work for the DEA? Is he hunting down Walter
Look
White?
Look it up.
Okay, what am I looking? Lost Boy
Lost
names.
Boy names.
Hang on.
I still think it'd be hilarious if we had Drew's dad on here. He would be.
Yes.
So funny.
Still want that. Let's see. Lost Boys characters from the.
Whoever. I mean, I could totally be Wendy.
Okay, here are the names you in the original ones. Let's see. You get to choose from Toodles.
Uh-huh.
Nibs,
uh-huh.
Slightly,
uh-huh.
Curly,
sure,
or the twins, but you can't pull that off because you're only one person. So just
am I though?
With your tits, is that the? Yeah, I knew it.
Thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Ah, shit.
Why not? You just dress them up differently.
Don't please.
I'm not. That is not part of the plan.
There are some expansions to this.
Yeah.
So what I just named was the original works of J.M. Barrie. There's a continuation called Peter and the Starcatchers. You have some of those same guys. The names go Prentice.
Okay, something just hit me. There was a kid named Slightly. Like I need to know more about that guy.
Described as the more conceited of the boys because he believes that he, unlike the others, remembers what life was like before he was lost. However, most of his memories are either based on misunderstandings. For example, he claims to know what his last name is because his pinafore had the words slightly soiled written on the tag. Slightly is apparently a poor make-believer, but he does seem to have a talent for music. He is described as cutting whistles and flutes from the branches of trees and dancing to tunes he creates himself. He grows up to marry into nobility and became a lord.
That sounds like me, man. That's my life.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Honestly.
Moving on from this diary. And to a princely kind of thing.
Moving on from you?
Yeah, because Peter Pan isn't royalty exactly.
Yeah, but you are.
Sure, hey, I'll take it.
That was fucking slick.
I'll take it.
Nux, dude.
So you're choosing slightly? Or that's just what Jared
know.
Wanted?
I want the raccoon one.
I don't know what the raccoon is. Hang on. Raccoon. Nope, I get no results for
Look
that.
Look at the picture.
This one?
The Disney one.
With the Lost Boys depicted in the 19... These fucking guys don't have names.
Oh, it's the twins that are raccoons.
Oh
yeah, I guess so.
Jared, you gotta be my twin.
Oh my God. All
right, we need to find some big-ass raccoons.
So, am I the bunny?
Or, I don't know.
What is that?
Totally.
There, I think... Let's see. That's
Lucy
a
Lucy can be the fox, skunk.
Who's
bear.
The skunk? Can I be the skunk?
I don't know. These
Drew
fucking...
will be Captain Hook, because he's a meanie.
Oh, here we go. Okay, so... named after their animal costumes. Fox / Slightly.
Okay.
Rabbit / Nibs. So the rabbit's Nibs. Bear is Cubby. Skunk is Toodles, like farts.
Sure.
And the raccoons are twins.
Sure.
So
their name is just twins?
Yeah. They don't got fucking names. I told
you. I can still be one of them.
Twin.
I can just name a last boy.
That'll fly.
And I'll just make up a name.
All right, I got to get this figured out. It's actually starting to bug me.
Jared, I think you should put on a third one.
That's what's bugging me, too.
That there aren't three of them.
The third eye.
The symmetry isn't there. Oh, you messed this up bad. Jared's got a hat on the headphones. Oh, God. There it is.
I need another... Ow,
son of a bitch.
Great job, ma'am.
Great job.
You know, you could fit four of those on one head.
What? One right here, one right here.
Now he's looking like a fucking stegosaurus.
Piss.
I guess three is kind of hard to do.
That's what she said.
Thank you. Jared is here like all the time. Spielberg's Hook. I don't think Spielberg really. He kind of messes things up sometimes.
There we go. How's this?
Very nice.
My majestic.
Fuck yeah.
AF. Wow. Hold on.
You could fight a dinosaur and win, man.
Shit.
I'll put this on the Snapchat.
Just straight up intimidation factor.
Are there podcasts with Snapchats?
Oh, that's.
Jared,
I assume so.
Jared, you listen to Joe Rogan. Do you know if he has a Snapchat?
Not that I've heard of.
Okay. I'm betting he doesn't. His studio walls are made out of fake bricks. I don't think he's going to have a Snapchat.
He has a bunch of pictures of, like, famous people going to jail. He has their mugshots.
Renee's got some beef with Joe Rogan.
Yeah, what's the deal, man?
He's like, what about that Joe Rogan?
What did my boy Joey ever do to you?
Well, he's shorter than me, so I win in that aspect.
Hey, now.
What's going on here?
It's me.
Oh, that is you. Okay.
Posting hilarity.
I don't know. Sometimes I just think my show is better than his. He talks about MMA way too much. Like, I can't sit
yeah,
through
like
that
it's
stuff.
It's his job.
But it's not really his job. Like, he barely did it, like, as a guy, and then he just kind of knows about it incidentally. He wears the weird special Chuck Norris pants.
They're like Wranglers, but they're super stretchy somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I told you about that. Chuck Norris helped develop those pants specifically for high kicks. That's not even a joke.
I believe it.
It's fucking real. Okay. Chuck Norris pants.
Chuck Norris pants.
That'd be a good name for a band.
Oh, that's a great name, actually.
Chuck Norris pants. Our album name is Pixel Poop.
Nice.
Yeah. See, there's no connection there, but that's fine. You don't really need linear connections between things anymore when you're creating a musical group. I think the Beatles kind of shit-canned that idea. Might have been a bit later than that.
I think the only Beatles song I've literally ever heard was Yellow Submarine. That was them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I've ever heard from them.
Come on.
You haven't heard Hey Jude?
You've heard. Yeah, you have. I'm telling you.
What?
Jared claims he hasn't heard Hey Jude, so I'm going to play it right now. Just to...
I don't like the Beatles, but like... Don't make
it bad. I love you. But...
Jared looks so confused. I feel like this is a bit.
This is a bit. This is his birthday bit.
Hang on.
He's going to say gotcha.
He seems to like it, though.
Banger, dude.
Is it a banger?
Never.
Yeah, dude, that beat fucking slaps.
Had never knew that the Beatles could be referred to as a banger. It's pretty good, though.
Maybe a banger in MASH. What? Okay. Not.
Banger in MASH.
Let's see. What is another? Oh, Jared, you had to have heard this one.
A guitar?
Come on, man.
Fuck you, Jared. I know it's your birthday show, but come on.
I'm honestly not even playing
on
dumb.
Jared's birthday show.
I want to say I've heard this clip
it's
before.
Is it the end of Parent Trap? Or like in it?
I never watched Parent Trap.
Oh, God.
And you know what, Jared? It's okay.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You get to watch a clone of Lindsay Lohan, 12 years old, fight with herself for like 90 minutes before Act 1 ends.
I liked it.
Ooh. Oof. Finish. I'll try again sometime. Maybe now that I've had these beers in me. But it's not...
These two... Beers.
Yeah, you only
these two 7 ounce Coronas
over the past.
We only got 45 minutes into a 2 hour movie, so. But it was I was feeling awkward, so I'm like, can we just change it? Because he kept doing like.
It was so tedious.
Fuck you, Lindsay Lohan.
I'm sorry,
like Snoopy.
It also doesn't help like watching that, knowing like what she turned herself into.
That was hard for me too.
Just like wow, you really...
Yeah, I can never watch Herbie again.
Yeah, I can never watch it the first time.
Was she doing drugs during Herbie?
Yes.
Probably.
It's before it got bad.
I think it's about when it started, like that.
It was Herbie who hooked her up, man.
Just blame it on Herbie. Weinstein.
That 3.6 stars on IMDb.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's see. Herbie.
Like, a lot of Disney stars are messed up, and I don't think it's just because of Hollywood. I think it's
just because of what happens when you get all this attention paid to you.
We talked about this on the show like
this
a couple
movie
weeks ago. Yeah,
oh, it's a 4.8. Okay,
out of
10.
It's kind of bad.
It's not great.
I feel like it should be worse.
Yeah, it probably should be. I mean, it's
like they're like, oh, it's Herbie, and that's the only reason.
It's a car that drives on its own. It's. Not exactly a high-flying concept here. You're only going to get so high. Like, if you had gotten Quentin Tarantino to do this movie, there you go. If Quentin Tarantino had done this movie on that concept, there's no way it would have gotten higher than a 7. It's just too weird.
No,
Guillermo del Toro
needs to do it. Wow, my tongue is not wanting
Shyamalan.
To roll right now.
So we'll have Herbie fighting giant robots.
Who's
going to
play
City?
Lohan? Because we can't have her
me.
In it.
Just throw a wig on me. I'll figure it out. A little bit of improv and ad-lib.
No, Felicia Day looks like a camel. How about...
I have to look this up.
How about...
Okay, if you think she looks like a camel, she is cuter than me. Am I like
she's
an
not.
Ugly camel?
Why do you think she's cuter than you? Don't put yourself so low.
Felicia Day?
Let me see.
Yeah.
What?
Don't put
do
yourself
like
down.
Do you not like other gingers?
I'm fine with them.
I don't even know
racist?
Who she is, but she looks like a camel.
And also, how did you land on camel?
Just hold
she
up. A,
oh yeah,
hold up like, a picture
yeah,
of Joe Camel next to that face. Do it,
so
Joe Camel.
Mean. I love her.
Oh yeah, she's Charlie on Supernatural,
yes.
Right? Yeah, dude, I love that chick.
Supernatural's good. I don't know.
She still low-key look kind of like
so
a camel.
She seems disingenuous to me.
Okay, what redhead would be okay to you?
What, as Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
Amy Adams. Or one of Ron Howard's daughters.
Rebel Alley.
No.
Bryce
Dallas Howard, yeah.
Yeah.
There you
no,
go.
No, she's too old.
She might be too old now, yeah. But like, CGI that shit.
What do you guys have against old ladies?
Eh, nothing.
If they're trying to recast Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Silly Therese.
No, but I am with you, but also I
also against you.
Also it's right. Like I had that and I was like, wait a minute.
I'm sorry I don't like Felicia Day. I don't know why.
Whatever. I'm not going to say it's fine because it's not, but it's whatever.
Okay. She just seems disingenuous to me. There's just something about her.
Maybe it's her ginger hair.
That wouldn't make any sense.
There can only be one.
There can only be one.
I don't know. Just, don't glare at me like
I'm
this.
I'm not glaring. I'm just looking at what you. Are you.
Looking okay. With anger.
How is that not a glare? All right, it's a glare.
Let's glare at him.
It's your birthday. You can do whatever the fuck you want, but I don't have to approve.
And I'm
of
your
it.
Wife.
That's a good stink eye.
So
Jared.
I can glare at you if I want.
I think it's more the lazy eye.
You're a lazy eye.
Wow, it's his birthday.
Yeah, I feel personally attacked.
Jeez.
On my birthday.
On his birthday, Renee.
I think you'll survive.
Piece of shit.
It's okay. You can do whatever the fuck you want with your eyes, okay? That is the moral. Do what you want.
Dude, if I could get my eyes to operate independently, I absolutely fucking would.
People can, right?
You'd be like, yeah, Kirstie, absolutely.
Like,
dude, I have an aunt that can go cross-eyed and then make one eye go whoop.
My mom can do that.
I used to be able to do that. Hold on.
Yeah.
Did I do it?
You did it. It was real quick, but if you can like slow it down just a little bit. Yes!
That doesn't look natural.
Yeah, I got it!
Oh, that's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, shit. I gotta practice this more.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Help me, Kirstie.
Practice in the mirror and in front of your wife and her family and friends.
So not you guys.
All right, everybody, I need some feedback.
How gross is
at least not you.
How fast is the movement of the eye when I do this? Is it pretty?
It's pretty choppy.
Yeah.
You could definitely slow it down and get it smoother, but so far it's pretty good.
Are you like a judge of the international? Yeah.
I can't.
Renee's like, all right, guys, what can I do to make this more gross? And someone's like, make sure your eyes are bloodshot.
Oh, yeah, sounds great. Load up on the side. Well, Jared's got an aunt who's an expert on this, apparently.
Yes.
So he does get to judge this.
Yes.
He'll be checking in on my progress, I think. What would you grade that current performance?
I'd say a solid 4.
4 out of 10?
Solid yeah.
4.
Which while it's not great, it's
That's
pretty good.
That's worse than Herbie.
It is worse than
All
Herbie.
All right, we'll give you a 5 because no! you're at least better than Herbie.
Glad I met that bar. Go and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Emails things, because you're not in Washington, at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Boo.
Yeah, okay.
My birthday isn't actually till Sunday, but thank you for celebrating with me today.
You're and fucking welcome, man.
And also, I forgot to brush my teeth today, so that's neat.
We all noticed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For not saying anything.
It's okay, man. Anything for you? Nope. All right. We won't actually be back next week. We are fucking off to the beach. So hang tight. Listen to the old stuff. We'll be back 2 weeks from now. Party on, everybody.